Tool Shed is how we wrap up Crunch Time on a Friday. We roll out the acronyms, LOL, WTF, and I continue to SMH when high-profile people or organizations fail to realize the fishbowl they live in, especially with social media. We call it the Tool Shed. Before we roll out the nominees, we call upon our landlord to open the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
I'm going to start with Miami Dolphin owner Steve Ross and GM Chris Greer. Yeah, the Dolphins, who pretty much haven't done anything right since winning the AFC back in 1984, have now added a possible suspension for players who protest during the national anthem. Same league who suspended Ray Rice for 2 games after Roger Goodell and some of his people saw the video of his knocking out his then-fiancée. They reduced the Jameis Winston suspension for groping an Uber driver in half. But, you know, with infamous Jameis and his wonderful track record, why not? And I thought Andrew Garda of Pro Football Weekly nailed it today. Their job, not like yours. It's not about the flag or the military. Do you also yell at people buying beer, peeing, or talking during the anthem? And are you on the phone calling reps who just cut VA benefits again? If not, shut up, you're a hypocrite. Next up, Milwaukee Brewer reliever Josh Hader. Dude was living large as an effective bullpen guy, as good as we've seen, I don't know, since the days of Rivera, 24 years old, an all-star. Then actually during Tuesday's game, someone went back to his Twitter account from when he was 17 and found some ugliness. Like we mentioned yesterday, basically the trifecta of hate and ignorance, anti-women, anti-black, anti-gay. And yeah, you can change over those 7 years and let's say go back over your social media and hit delete. But no, kind of like the crook who wants to get caught, left those posts up there for all to see. And for the crowd to always chime in with, didn't you do stupid stuff when you were young? Yeah, but I didn't feel the hatred of anything not white and male and straight. And with it, the desire to tell everybody I could reach all about it. So how this goes over with his non-white American teammates remains to be seen. For now, I'm not buying the youthful indiscretion angle, and I hope he gets shelled into oblivion, and am now rooting heartily for the Cubbies to bury them in the NL Central. Next up, Falcon wide receiver Julio Jones. You know, this is more of a tool shed light nominee, but figure it out. Some franchises don't renegotiate. Remember the movie The Fugitive? Tommy Lee Jones as Marshal Deputy Samuel Gerard. There's a hostage scene early in the movie. He comes around the corner in the house. He kills the culprit, and the proximity to another agent causes some hearing damage. So he goes outside, asks the young marshal how he's doing, and the dude's kind of pissed off. He says, "I'm hurting. I might have lost a percentage of my hearing." And Tommy Jones leans in and says, "Could you hear me now? I don't bargain." The Falcons ain't bargaining, negotiating, or writing up a new contract. You got one already. It's a 5-year, $71 million deal. And by the way, you know what was helpful? Jones was working out with T.O. Take a hint. You want to play this year? It's under the terms of your current deal. End of story. And lastly, in honor of history, the moon landing was fake conspiracy crackpots. You're not bright. We've heard about the angle of the flag, the lack of wind, or whatever you anti-science flat earthers need to be different, even if it means looking like an idiot crowd believes. Any one of your pathetic theories has been debunked, you know, by science, facts, return pictures taken from the other 5 manned lunar landings. You know, today's the 49th anniversary of Apollo 11. Neil Armstrong becoming the first person of the in the history that we know of to step onto the moon with his famous one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind, then the parade down New York's Canyon of Heroes, culminating with Apollo 17 and the last human to step on the moon, Gene Cernan. By the way, good trivia question. When was the last time a person walked on the moon? December 17th, 1972. So for all you crackpots, leave us alone. Find another hobby. You've achieved ultimate annoyance. I was going to say, as we asked, this isn't what are you doing? This is Tool Shed. I'm going with the duet of Dolphins, Steve Ross and the general manager, Chris Greer. It's just like, you're not helping. You have no foresight, no vision, no understanding. Your finger is not on the pulse of things. All right. As always, when we induct, in this case, a duet, we have to properly close the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.